As Becca reminds us, Wednesday is Valentine's Day, and in just a few minutes, a few songs appropriate for the holiday, but not the same old, same old. Musicians including Emily Cates take their own approach to songs of love next week at a Valentine's Night concert at Ozark Folkways in Winslow, and they'll be with Timothy Dennis in the Furman Garner Performance Studio just ahead. Before that, conversation for Valentine's Day and relationships and family. Tonight, the comics Pat Hazel and Dina Blizzard will perform their show, Happy Valentine's Day, at Walton Arts Center. Hazel was once head writer for Seinfeld on NBC, is a veteran of shows like The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and chief creative officer for Sweetwood Productions in Austin. Blizzard is a stand-up comic and has a seriously funny presence on social media. They stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio yesterday afternoon, and here's a bit of our conversation. It began just as soon as Dina and Pat sat down.
We have no act.
When you come to show, it's just us berating each other.
My guess is you don't really need an act. See, this is one of those things when I'm in the audience and I see entertainers like you, I think there is no script. I think there is no outline because you seem so natural.
Yeah, no, I know, but it is confirmed. Yeah, there is not.
It is. It is this.
You just get on stage and...
Kind of. We start that way. We always introduce ourselves with no plan.
You should have heard us on the plane today, though, because we're talking to each other like this. And, you know, everybody else on the plane is normally quiet, and we're not really married to each other. So I just yell at him, and people are like, what is wrong with these two? Right. They should not be together. And I'm like, exactly.
Or she goes in the restaurant, and I come in last night. I already sat your wife. I go, I don't think she'd like it if you said this. Like, no, she's lovely. Like, I go, no, we're not really. You know, I was like, why separate rooms? So, we're two traveling comedians. She already has a husband and kids and so forth. Yes. So it doesn't work out as well for me to hang around that situation. But yes, this is
you hit the stage.
We hit the stage together. We introduce ourselves. We welcome people, but we don't really have a plan there. And then Dina spends some time getting to know the audience individually. I come out, she introduces me, I do a little bit of that. But our favorite thing, which it all builds up to, is that we have, prior to the show, we've put index cards in the lobby, and they may anonymously write questions about anything that has to do with romance, courtship, life, anything at all. And once you say anonymous, it sort of opens the floodgates.
It's one of the subjects that we all can relate to if you're, say, 16, 15 and over, right? We've all had either good, bad, current, past relationships.
And it's interestingly, for as simple as a relationship seems, it's all so complicated. Communication is complicated. Expectations are complicated. So I think that's where the questions come from. And it amuses me that they've run out of people to talk to about that they would randomly give two comedians
I should ask these two what I should do with my relationship. Well, I think the nice thing about this show, though, is, you know, coming from comedy, there are many more male voices in comedy than there are female voices. And so, you know, Pat will go up and kind of talk about his experiences and his divorce and my experience. Not really at divorce yet, but hoping. And and I think that so many people, it's such a universal thing. I think marriage and keeping that alive is one of the things that people will say. You got it last night, was what is the secret to like a good marriage? I think that one probably comes up.
People, everyone's looking.
We don't have the answer, but they keep asking.
Yeah, I mean, not to be inelegant, but you have described yourself as you thought you were a catch and you were a catch and release.
I did. I did.
So does anyone ever, I don't know, say, hey, why are you telling me?
Of course they do. Oh. I say it, and certainly she says it about me. About every answer I have, that's why he's divorced. But I don't know that I have the real answer. I just know that I've now been through sort of the tingly stage of dating, young, being married and having kids and being a parent. And I really haven't dated so much now as a divorced person, but also the social part of it and the matchmaking, but it's all so complicated.
And I don't think that people actually want the answers. I think that what makes it interesting is that you are getting the average Joe perspective, right? This is how you start to see
why
that.
Why do you wave your hand over me,
Joe? Look at the whole outfit. It's the whole thing. Average Joe, right? And I think that they're same thing here.
Upper.
I'm the average woman, right? And so I think that it's not about getting the answers, but about seeing somebody just like you up on a stage, but being able to find the funny in these scenarios that drive us all crazy. But, you know, I'm going to say that's totally you on
stage. You are so much. You are so far above average.
What is more intimidating? Actually doing comedy, either in front of someone or for someone, writing for someone, or parenthood?
Oh, parenthood is so much more. I'm going to tell you a story. I thought about doing stand-up for years. I was 22 when I first thought of it, and then I had a bunch of kids, got my master's, the whole thing, and sometime around 30, I had had two kids, but my son was at the mall with me, and he started having, like, a full-on breakdown. A tantrum, just full-on tantrum. And I thought about doing stand-up, but the idea of being funny on purpose was just too much for me, and I didn't want to be embarrassed the whole nine. And it takes a lot to embarrass me. So we're at the mall. My son has a complete breakdown, and he's about 2 years old, and I do everything. I bribe him. I threaten him. I do everything, and nothing is working. And finally, I'm so embarrassed. I have no idea what to do. So I went, and I hid in the china department behind some dishes, right? And as I'm sitting there behind the dishes, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I know they can see me on the camera. I'm totally hiding right now. This is the most embarrassed I have ever been in my entire life. And in that moment, I thought to myself, stand-up can't be this hard. This is so much harder than anything I've ever done. And I was like, and that moment is when I decided I'm going to do stand-up. And then, as I'm having this whole moment, all of a sudden, he had stopped crying. And now he's like a lost kid. So now all these people are coming around. Hey, where's your mom? Now, I can't pop up from behind the Lennox, or I'm a horrible mother. Right. So now I had to crawl through to the linen department and come around like I was like, oh, there you are. Like I didn't know where he was the whole time. I'm an awful mother. But that was my moment.
Yeah, just a shorter version.
Okay.
There was no china involved.
Okay.
But I think that it is like cliff diving. Stand up when you first do it. You have to do it. You have to jump off the cliff. If you don't, you're not a cliff diver, right? So that is a very scary moment. But when you find your voice in comedy, when, you know, Dina finds her audience or her way, I approach things very nostalgically. I'm always talking about growing up and so forth. She has a mothering perspective, a wine drinking perspective, a whatever it is, right? When you find your voice, it's very easy to express yourself. As a parent, you don't know what you're saying, if it's true or if it's the right answer or if they're going to respond. And I hear myself saying things like when they were little, please don't use bacon as a bookmark, like things you would never say.
Yeah.
Get that yogurt out of your underwear, whatever it is. And you're like, what is making me say this stuff? Yeah. And I think it's frustrating because anytime you get an age where you think you got them, they get a little older and they got a new game plan. You know, it's like negotiating with a terrorist at that point.
Pat Hazel and Dina Blizzard will be on stage twice tonight with the show Happy Valentine's Day at Walton Arts Center. The Late Show begins at 9:30 tonight. She is a stand-up comic and board game creator. You can follow her on Twitter. Her handle is @OneFunnyMother. He is a former head writer for Seinfeld, a creator of plays, and a stand-up comic as well. He's currently working on a musical. And you can find out more about tonight's shows at waltonartscenter.org.